Dictation for Barbara Smith, SMITH, September 1452. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, a teleconference visit, Mrs. Smith, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in December. She was admitted to the hospital from January 14 to January 29, Midland. Presented for ureteral stent removal, procedure canceled because of bradycardia. Temporal pacemaker was placed, complications of bleeding, no blood transfusion because she is Jehovah's Witness, receive iron 1 gram and EPO treatment, eventually ureteral stent removed, bradycardia resolved, no heart attack, no pneumonia, no active gastrointestinal bleeding. The temporal pacemaker removed. Went to nursing home. She is supposed to go home today. Weight appetite is stable, but she has lost like 40 pounds from all these events. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood. Denied chest pain palpitation. Does have sleep apnea, uses CPAP machine consistently. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort, minor orthopnea, no PND. All review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review, present blood pressure medicine, Demadex and Corec. Prior hydralazine discontinued for question induced platelet abnormalities and lupus. Also clonidine discontinued in the hospital because of bradycardia. Blood pressure in the nursing home fluctuates in the 110s all the way to 170s over 70s. She does not appear to be in any respiratory distress. Decreased hearing, normal speech. Alert oriented sign 3. She's able to give me all the history. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From February the 1st, creatinine improved, presently 1.8, GFR around 28, at the time of recent hydronephrosis urosepsis, it was running in the upper threes. There was low potassium, 3.2, normal sodium acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium, low normal, liver function test not elevated, normal B12, LDH, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia of 6 with an MCV of 101, a repeat hemoglobin up to 7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure in relation to E. coli sepsis, left-sided hydronephrosis, kidney stone, ureteral stent, pyelonephritis. The new episode of bradycardia, eventually ureteral stent removed, kidney function improved. We will monitor that over time. Next blood test in first week of March. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, nothing to suggest respiratory failure or pulmonary edema. Next number, bradycardia with pacemaker, complications of bleeding, heart rate back to normal of the clonidine, remains on beta blockers. Next number, hypertension, not very well controlled. At this moment, I'm not going to change any medicines as the blood pressure has fluctuated from low to high. At some point, she needs to see Dr. Mohan, cardiology. If blood pressure needs to be adjusted, we will ask his opinion if we can maximize the beta blocker, knowing the prior bradycardia, or if we have to use alternative medications. I probably will not use hydralazine for concern of drug-induced lupus. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, CKD stage 3-4. Next number, anemia with recent bleeding from temporal pacemaker. Jehovah Witness follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. They are doing RNS every 2 weeks. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, and CPAP machine on treatment. Next paragraph, new chemistries as indicated above. Follow up with me in a month. Further advice in terms of anemia, blood pressure, and others with new results and new blood pressure at home. End of dictation.